start now.
Awesome.
There's been a lot of insight that God has been giving us about becoming or being in the knowledge of being his body,
mm-hmm.
and the knowledge of oneness. And I think it's really, I really believe it's really important that we get this and we begin to function in it. There's been so much over the last, couple years that God mm-hmm. is just really wanting to position us to function. And the purpose mm-hmm. of it, of this functioning, is because God really wants to pour out his glory. He really does.
Amen.
He really, really does. Amen. We've been given the glory, as we know that we've been studying in John.
Mm-hmm.
We've been given the same exact glory, and we're going to look at that tonight. So tonight's purpose is to really give a prophetic reasoning to Abounding Winds, Part 191. 192 and 193. Also, adding in there Elder Allison's her study on bringing the new, bringing forth the old. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen, and I just have some key points from those last three messages. And if you did what I believe the Lord had inspired for me to tell you to do, I think you'll benefit from this greatly. You were supposed to kind of go over those three messages on last night, and going over those three messages, also meditating on some of the things in which Elder Allison had taught on about the new bringing forth the old.
Amen.
It's not just messages. It's not just wasting time. It's not just passing time as a church and as a ministry. There's massive purpose behind all of it. And I am totally determined to walk it out, to see it. And I'm determined to be a part of that body with the knowledge that I'm a part of this body.
Amen.
And under that knowledge, there is so much more of the anointing of God that becomes available unto us when we walk in the knowledge of it, of being a part of this body. Listen, our togetherness is where it's all at.
Amen.
It's where all of Christ is to be found.
Amen.
And it no longer will I function as an island. And even as being your apostle and your leader, I was an island in reference to trying to get everybody on one accord in the rhema, but not really, I guess, understanding the full-blown purpose of why we should be. And the full-blown purpose is that we will function as the body of Christ.
Amen.
We will do what the head is commissioning to be done.
Amen.
And we will see the glory. That's all Jesus did.
Yes.
The head, which was his Father, communicated with Jesus, which was his body. At the time, that's the twosome it was. The Father was the head and Jesus was the body in the earth. And Jesus functioned under the glory because he functioned under the mindset of the Father, period. And he did everything. He said, I only do what I see my Father do.
Amen.
And so that's what he wants to knock out of the park for us tonight. The importance of this. It's not a mini balance. It's a prophetic reasoning for Abounding Winds, Part 191, 192. And 193. It's going to bring balance, but this isn't noted as a mini balance for this. All right, we pick up in 191, and I'm going to stop at 191, and I'm going to open up after every. I have a part from 191, a part from 192, and a part from 193, which also intertwines Elder Allison's message dealing with the new bringing forth the old. And so we're going to stop at each part and open up for comments and questions. All right, so here we go. In part 191, the title of the message was that the body is his fullness and the true key to unlocking his welfare on the earth. And a key point of this message was it found in the book of Ephesians, which we're going to kind of be in a couple of these parts. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. It says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some pastors and teachers, and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all, this is how long it's going to be like this, till we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, if we knock this message out the park and we stay in this, this would hasten the coming of the Lord. If we could spread this message and get people in the body to really, really imbibe this message, this is an end time message that would hasten the return of our Lord.
Amen.
We're this way till we come to what? The unity of the faith, knowledge of the Son of God, a perfect man unto the measure and the stature of the fullness of Christ. When we start touching fullness, it's because of this. Watch what the word fullness means. And this is the last part that has to happen. This is the last part concerning this is the last part. First is unity of the faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The reason why fullness is at the end, because the word fullness in the New Testament, the Greek word, means the body of believers, as that which is filled with the presence, power, agency, riches of God and of Christ. That's what fullness is. It's not me alone mimicking and even being a carbon copy of Jesus Christ. I can't do it alone. It's the body of believers, that which is filled with the presence, yes, power, agency, riches of God and of Christ. That's what he's talking about us coming to.
Amen.
Now, we need each other. Our job in True Gospel Ministries, again, this is a prophetic reasoning to why he's giving us this word. Our job in True Gospel Ministries is to become the fullness together. It's to become the fullness, and for each joint to begin to supply that, because each joint will have power, agency, riches of God, his presence, and the riches of God and of his Christ. We together come into this, and we already know it's not a secret. It's not a mystery. We come into this by staying in the rhema.
Amen.
Fullness. The rhema will produce fullness in all of us. The now word of God is going to produce fullness in all of us. Our consistency in that is everything. Been saying it for a long, long time. Now we're seeing where it also now, it also gives us the ability to become the body. The body in which is filled with his presence, power, agency, and riches. So as the body, we need to understand. He wants us to really understand. We together are truly his fullness. So we together release the welfare of God. As we come together jointly, and I've been saying it to different ones I've been in fellowship with, and I'll say it openly tonight. We are under an anointing of business right now in our ministry. God is binding us together in business. From Colorado to Massachusetts, I'm telling you the truth now, to Florida, to Maine even, we're bound. He's binding us together to do business. And there are several businesses are coming together by the Spirit and beginning to strategize together. This is a part of becoming his welfare. There is an anointing of business and prosperity that's over the ministry right now. And it's strong, and it's getting stronger. And it's not to be taken lightly, because that's exactly what happened in the book of Acts. The anointing for finance came on them. And God is releasing that. And the anointing of his power of the supernatural is coupled with this. Beloved, I pray above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. We're right on target. And God is moving and bringing us into this place of fullness. The body constitutes fullness. And the body is what's going to release his welfare. Amen?
Amen.
All right, now, this is why it's important in the note. It's about hearing. It's all about hearing and obviously doing what we've heard. And that's why we looked at, and this created old store for us. And anytime new brings forth old, it's a moment of bringing forth. That's when you lift your hands personally. You lift your hands and thank God for bringing forth a harvest as the new grabs an old rhema. And God reminded us of this rhema here, of the importance of hearing. It says in Mark 12, 29 through 31, and Jesus answered him and said, the first of all the commandments is hear. And if you're following the notes, you can see a pause there with the comma. O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Then it says what will happen as a result of hearing. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. The second is namely thus, this, and I understand this perfectly. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Watch. As a result of hearing, we fall in love with God and each other.
Yes.
It creates a oneness.
Amen.
It creates a oneness. But it all starts with hear. Hear. The word hear in the Greek means understand. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can't love God without understanding God. And you're never going to love your neighbor without understanding who your neighbor is. Your neighbor in this terms is a part, you're a part of the same body. And it's in our hearing that we fall in love with one another. And this is, it's amazing how that works out for us. When we hear, then we will love our God and we will love each other as ourselves. Why as ourselves? Because in hearing the rhema lies the true unity and oneness that he desires us to have. That's why we're so tight in TGM. You want to know why we're so tight? Because we're all hearing the same thing.
Yes.
We're all hearing the rhema.
Yeah.
And there's love and an affinity that's been created one for another by hearing him.
Yeah.
It happened in the book of Acts, chapters 2 through 5. They were all hearing the apostles' doctrine. They all were singleness of heart. How did that happen? Because they said the sinner's prayer. No, because they were hearing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that happened. Amen. We've said the sinner's prayer, but I'll tell you right now, oneness was no, it's never been that same. And if Evangelist Dow's on the line, he can attest to that. Oneness doesn't come because we say the sinner's prayer. We all have the gift of eternal life because we believe that Jesus died and that he rose again. The gift of eternal life is there, but oneness is not achieved by that. And you can tell for yourselves that when there are different people in churches, there are some there because they like the prestige of a church, or they like the design of a church. They like the children's ministry that their children can be caught up in and they can go out and do what they want to do. There's many reasons. But when you get that crew in that ministry that have the same ear to hear the word, there's a different circle that is formed. From church to church, you can look in your own mind's eye and you can tell who really was hearing and who was of God. And because you're a hearer, that's basically who you gravitated to as well. There's a different oneness in the people of God that hear. It's different. It's a different fellowship. And I'm going to tell you this. It's even a difference in how you love. So fulfilling these two commandments, which it all is predicated on hearing. And in that we become one. And because we become one, we become the welfare of God in the earth. We become that relief and aid. We become the glory which we're learning about. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So now, for when we do the body, when we have that one heart, that one mind, that one soul, we become the body, we'll move by what the ear, we're going to move by what, which is heaven is hearing and saying. We're going to move by what heaven is saying. We're going to move by that. Listen, that creates the body now. That the head is thinking one way and the body is reacting the same way.
Amen.
Let me just say this before I open this up. The Lord gave me an analogy, a strong analogy of what Paul said. And I thought about you, Evangelist Darrell, I really did. You're going to like this. The Lord gave me an analogy. The analogy was when Paul said, that which I want to do, I don't do. But that what I don't want to do, I find myself doing. And that which I want to do, I don't do. He said, and I'm just paraphrasing what he was talking about. He said, with my mind, I serve the law of God. But with the body, I serve sin. And the Lord said to me, he said, this is me and the church. The mind is ready to walk in the will of the Father.
Amen.
But the body is doing something else. Paul had that issue within himself.
Wow.
God told me today, the body has that issue on the earth. That's why glory is not being released and welfare is not being released. The mind of God is ready to go, ready to bring forth manifestation. But the body is doing, even though the body has a mind not to do the things they're doing, but we're still doing them. But then he gave me hope. He gave me something really strong. And he told me what Paul said at the end. He said, who shall deliver me from this?
Yes.
And then Paul said, I thank God he will.
Yes, he will.
And the Lord made me sure that we will be delivered and moving just like the head is moving.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the body brings forth the welfare. That was part 191. And I open it up for an open discussion right there. What do you feel about that? And what do you think about that? Seriously, what do you see in that? Us becoming together, the welfare of God, us being bound together in business ventures, in the anointing, in prayers. What are you guys feeling about that?
If I may say something, Apostle.
You certainly can.
I was going through that as well, as far as seeing or questioning, can the body get there? And then what he did for me in letting me know was he let me really take a real good look at Acts and let me see how it is possible. And it's possible by us doing the same thing they did, which you already said, staying in the apostles' doctrine.
Yeah.
And he let me know that, and that has let me know that there is nothing that can stop us. As long as we keep going in what he's saying, we are going to reach that. All these things.
Yes, we are.
Soon as we're going to see ourselves, we're going to see it in motion and become together and in praying, in the word. And it's going to be more and more that we're going to see it happening, that we are becoming more of one.
Amen.
And doors just starting to open up and miracles taking place, which is going to even bind us together the more.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm seeing.
Amen. Amen. And I agree with that, Elder. I do agree because I see the same. I see the same. Sometimes I question not just the body. I'm not even, listen, when I speak of the body, everyone on this line, apostolically, yes, vision has come over me to see the entire body of Christ. But when I say body, I'm speaking of TGM right now and what he's achieving in us.
It's true.
I don't have an overview, neither do I have a zeal to go out and win the entire body in a place of oneness right now. My zeal and anointing is to cause our ministry to become one. Our ministry, that's the zeal. Bless you, Jesus. That's the anointing on me. And then we together.
Yes.
Different anointing.
Yes.
A greater anointing together will go out and cause others to hear this doctrine and gravitate to this rhema and truth. We together, every joint will supply. It will be a corporate move, just like it was in the book of Acts.
Amen.
Yeah, God didn't call me to this by myself now. And I realize that, and I'm fully awake to that. And I agree, God is wanting us, and we will achieve this by the word. And prophet has already prophesied in one of the prayers, we will achieve this.
Yes, amen.
We will achieve this. Amen. Anyone else? What do you see? What are you feeling about this? About us carrying the welfare? The full welfare of God is in the body. Not, we individually make moves, but we're seeing a different level of God's welfare that will be released when we're one. Anyone else want to comment? Well, I thought we were going to have some movers and shakers on the line tonight. I thought folks were ready to hear this and to speak their truth about what's taking shape in your life. All right, if that didn't move you, it's okay. If you don't have an ooh and ah, that's okay. We'll go on to part 192. All right. In part 192, we dealt with the subject shadow or body, which is greater. This was a powerful eye opener for me. It was really something. And I'll get right to it in the book of Colossians, chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. It says, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. I love how plain that is right there.
Amen.
But the body's origin, the word of means origin. The origin of the body is Christ. So that's where we come from. So we are him. In Hebrews 10 and 1, it says, for the law having a shadow of good things to come and not the very image of the things can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect. The word shadow, we found, there's another definition in it that makes perfect sense for this particular text, this verse of scripture. The shadow, there was a shadow of good things to come, but in that shadow was darkness of error. It meant adumbration. And what adumbration means, to faintly indicate, all right? It faintly indicated, it was a faint indication, there was darkness of error in it. That's why Jesus came to fulfill it, which word the word means fulfill the law, means to make perfect. Because there was darkness of error in there, and there was an adumbration. Now, could have they lived like that? Jesus proved that he could. They could because he came and did it. But there still, it was not God's perfect image. The word very, it says, and not the very, it was the shadow of good things to come, and not the very. The word very means the same. It wasn't the same as the image of God. There you go, Daryl. It was not the same as the image of God. Only the body is the image.
Amen.
The body of Christ is the image of Christ. All right? The body reflect his perfect image. All right? So they function. Now listen, this is the rhema out of it. They function and receive the welfare of God under the law or shadow. They were moving in it. Allison put out a tremendous teaching, as I stated, about the harvest and about the progressive increase that they stayed under. And they were blessed. They even saw shades of supernatural happenings. Mm-hmm. Through different animals that they sacrificed, that were measured up to the sickness that they had. If they sacrificed said animal, they would even become healed. These guys were reflecting Jesus out of a dark shadow or an adumbration, a faint indication, but they were moving differently. We still read their accounts and we are mind that blows our minds what God was doing under a shadow of himself and not the very image. Jesus. So what was greater? We know the obvious answer. What's supposed to be greater, the shadow or the body? The body of Christ is greater than his shadow.
Amen.
They weren't the same as Christ. We are. They were a faint indication of who God and Christ truly are. Again, yet the welfare, they received his welfare. But we still haven't solved the mystery, being not under a faint indication of who God is. We as the body become God in the earth. Wait a minute. How can the head be blessed and the body not blessed? When they were, Ella Allison said this, it was funny in fellowship. She said, you know what? She said, the only shadow they had was of the head. We reflect the full image. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
That's
only thing they had was the head.
Yeah.
But we have the head and the body.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
We reflect a greater image of God. We have both the head. Listen, if a head came in your room and it looked like Jesus, I don't know if you're going to be there saying, hallelujah, Lord, welcome to my room. But if he comes in the fullness of himself,
yeah,
I guarantee you will bow down and worship him.
True. That is true.
We are the fullness of who he is.
Hallelujah.
We are his perfect image. When we stop trying to achieve his greatness single-handedly, this was the note, and begin to move as one, we will achieve the highest level of his peace. We will be saturated in his glory. This is before the message of glory here. We will be saturated in his glory, and we will see the fullness of his peace / welfare. All right, that's the high note. One of the high notes from part 192. I open it up there. Shadow or body. Now, can you really imagine being a part of that body? Can you really fathom being a part of it and being the full image of Christ? Anyone want to comment on that? Did my sound go out or something like that?
No.
This is open, everyone. There is no big I's and little U's here. Whatever you're feeling. I mean, when there was one exercise that the Lord had us do that really, really spoke to me. And in the midst of the message, coming into this and coming into the realization that we are his body. And we're going to do it again. I feel the anointing to do it again. Just kind of touch your hands again.
Amen.
Touch your hands again. Just touch your hands and realize this is an extension of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's an extension of the Master.
Hallelujah.
Your propitiated mind has linked you to his body.
Hallelujah.
Your propitiation has given you vision. And these hands are his. Is healing in these hands.
Yes.
Only thing these hands need is a revelation of what he's saying.
Amen.
And the power of who he is flows through these hands. They are a part of his body. This is why we lay hands on the sick and they recover. Jesus.
Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
These hands, these your hands right there. That's him. Under the rhema word, it actualizes. It's not a faint indication in any regard, but it is the fullness.
Yes.
These hands right here, these hands.
Thank you.
That's why he says in his word, we could lift up holy hands without wrath or doubt. Because these are his.
Right.
And as long as you're under that word, he flows through you. He flows through me. And the devil doesn't want you to actualize this. Mm-hmm. The body is greater than the shadow.
Hallelujah.
The body has been projected by Jesus himself. Is a projection over us that greater works will you do now that I go to the Father.
Hallelujah.
My body is extended. Not bound.
Thank you, God.
To one place. My omnipresence in the earth is in you. I'm going to say that again because I heard the Lord say that. My omnipresence in the earth is through you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did I not say if I get two of my believers together, maybe three max, I would be there in the midst?
Thank you, Lord.
I'm in the midst of you even right now on the line. I'm in the midst. Why? Because you are my body. I'm in you, moving through you now.
Hallelujah, God.
Hey, God, yeah, I'm moving through you right now. Strength and power. This is why you're my welfare.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
This is why you're my welfare.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you.
Because the body is of Christ.
Yes.
You are the very same. I just heard the Lord say this. He said, you complete me.
Wow.
You complete me. Oh, Jesus. Thank you.
Wow. Jesus.
That's what you
had. The body is greater than the shadow. I just want my body to know it. I want my body to receive it.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I want my body to walk in it.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm giving you this rain. I'm waking you up to my glory. There's no way my shadow is going to outdo my body. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So when we stop trying to achieve, there's an anointing on the line. When we stop trying, hey, glory, yes, Lord. When we stop trying to achieve his greatness single-handedly and begin to move as one, we will achieve, man, there's an anointing saturating this line. We will achieve the highest level of his peace. We will be saturated in his glory. And we will see the fullness of his peace, his welfare. If you only knew the anointing that's available, even right now on this line, you could lay hands on yourself.
Jesus.
You could speak into your atmosphere. There's a lot of his body is represented right now together. I don't know how many, but there's several of his body represented on the line right now. And if one takes care of 1,000, 2, 10, you could put a whole lot of things that are going wrong to flight right now. There's an anointing for you to win on the phone, on the line, right this very moment.
Hallelujah.
Oh, there's power. Mm-hmm. There's power. There's agency. The riches of God and of Christ are on the line with you right now. Actualize that and move in that, because your brother is on the line, your sister is on the line hearing with you. You're representing my body. He told me, he said, if I get two of you together, it represents me.
Amen.
It represents me. Again, that's why he called them by two. Because his representation was there. Jesus said like this, we're going into part 193. Anybody else want to say anything? I know there is a prophetic anointing on the line because the Lord's giving us a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous prophetic reasoning to why he's teaching us this.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good evening. I just want to share that, praise God, from hearing the messages from Bless God. Well, he says that, bless God, we are the same. Mm-hmm. We are the exact replica. Praise God. He sent me to 2 Peter, bless God, 1:3, where it says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things
that pertain
unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to his glory and virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Truly he has brought us into the full knowledge. And in this revelation, bless God.
Hallelujah.
This is where we will perform the miracles.
That's right.
This is where we as one
Hallelujah.
Will perform the miracles. We will be the signs and the wonders. We, bless God, will we embrace this revelation? Will we embrace this revelation? You are anointed for their sake.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory be to God. That's it. It's real. So real. So real.
Take a bus ticket.
Spirit of God said, I want you to be in this generation, in this age, some of the first partakers of this truth. I want you to be a first partaker in this time of this truth. I want you to, every time you assemble together to hear, understand the position I place you in because of your hearing. Understand that I've activated my body to move as one and to see the exploits of my word being performed. Understand this. When you come together, the anointing that is available, the anointing that is released to remove burdens and destroy yokes of bondage. I want you to be some of the first partakers as a body, as my body.
Hallelujah.
In this day, in this age, too often you've looked on men and women singly. but understand what moved me in those meetings when I moved with healing was the body coming to believe that I would show up.
Amen.
It was the body. It was never a single man or a single woman. What their job was to communicate my mind. And when the body came together and believed, miracles took place. Miracles. And I want you to be some of the first partakers of this day and age. That when you assemble yourselves, know that my body is present.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
And my mind is communicating. So hands become anointed. Situations change. Let the weak say, I am strong now.
Hallelujah.
In that atmosphere, let the poor say, I am rich.
Hallelujah.
Please don't lose sight of what your oneness truly means. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord. In part 193, the body being greater than the shadow is full of glory. It's full of glory. In John 17:22, he says here, in the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one even as we are one. The word glory means the estimate and the point of view or opinion of God. And when the estimate or the point of view or opinion of God is being revealed to the body by the head, which is Christ, it creates a tangible glory. Because the estimate or the view or the opinion is being revealed, and then a tangible doxa comes forth. His magnificence is one of parts of the tangible doxa, tangible glory. His excellence is a part of that tangible. His preeminence is a part of it. His dignity, his grace, glory be to God. Majesty. The kingly majesty, which belongs to him as supreme ruler.
Amen.
Steps in the room. His supreme rulership steps in the room. Tell me, please, what sickness or disease can stay if his supreme rulership steps in the room? His majesty in the sense of absolute perfection of the deity.
Yes, God.
Comes in. This is the glory, he said. He said, the glory that thou gave me, Father, I've given them. He didn't say a piece of or a portion. He didn't say I've given them the backside or the front. He said, the glory, which thou gavest me. You gave me your estimate, point of view, and opinion, Father, which produced your magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, grace, majesty, your kingly majesty, which belongs to you as supreme ruler, that came to me. Majesty in the sense of absolute perfection of the deity, that came to me. The kingly majesty to be the Messiah came to me. The absolutely perfect inward and personal excellency of the anointed one and his anointing came to me. The majesty again, the most glorious condition came to me. Most exalted state came to me. That glory that you gave me, I've given to them. Why? Because how can the head have any more glory than its body? Jesus. I'm reminded of everyone on the line that ever got dressed up to go to an event, possibly a black tie affair or something that you had to really get sporty with. Didn't your head match your body?
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Yeah.
The fresh cut or the fresh do that you got at the salon, whatever, all the way down to your manicured nails, your clothes were on 10. Everything, your shoes had to be right. Everything was right. Please tell me what head would not match the body.
That's right.
He said, the glory you gave me, I gave to them. I hear Jesus say, my hair is always done. My beard is always on fleek. Everything on the head is right. Why is the body not doing what it needs to do?
Jesus.
How crazy do I look? I'm in a state of absolute glory, most exalted state. What is my body doing? We have been given the highest level of glory. We are filled with it as his body. We just need to walk into it. All right? We just need to walk into it. By how? How, Apostle? By staying in the Rhema study and being doers of the Rhema study. What is the Rhema study leading us to do now? The Rhema study is leading us to understand our state in a place of being together.
Yes.
And that there's more power, more riches, more anointing. All of that increases as we stay in it in oneness. Now, each joint should be waking up to say, no, I'm staying in it because I'm a part of the supply. I'm a part of anointing that's about to release, that's going to remove every one of my burdens and destroy every one of my yokes. I'm staying to yield a supply.
Amen.
And I will receive a supply from the other parts of this body, from the other joints in this body. The Lord said we live way beneath our given estate.
Jesus.
This is what's going to deliver us as we come into this rhema, this revelation as evangelist was prophesying. This is what's going to deliver us. It's going to protect us. It's going to keep us from the cares of this life. This will become our true shield. And there's something the Lord said to us. He said what David said. He reminded us in a moment of fellowship. I believe it was Mom, myself, and Allison. He said, thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of my head. The glory will become a shield. It will become a shield. I'm telling you right now, when we walk in the glory, it's going to literally put up a shield. I'm not talking about like this shield that's just making your desires bounce off. No, it's going to be sweeter than the honey of Babylon. It's going to be sweeter than anything that sin, the nature of sin, could ever cause you to feel and to think or imagine. It's going to become a shield because it's going to be as though you were dreaming and these things are coming to pass like hotcakes. They're coming off the grill so fast. Everything is happening. It's going to be a shield because not only is your ear blessed in its hearing, but your eyes are blessed in their seeing, and the fullness of belief is being made manifest on your life. Jesus said it like this in conclusion. He said, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. The fullness of belief came because Jesus kept showing them his glory. You're going to come into the fullness of belief because of the glory that's coming off the body. From us, from each other. All right, when I write the check and send it to you and you pay your debts and you're out of debt and you're buying a new home, you will know the glory is coming in your direction. Elder Allison taught that as we come into obedience together in the Rhema, that the old would bring forth the new. That was a scripture that she imbibed, and and got a fragment out of. And then it taught us that it's bringing forth. It's in the bringing forth that will truly bind us as oneness. See, when he was blessing them in the Old Testament, between the sixth and seventh year, he built a bridge of 3 years worth of harvest, and they were all in oneness because they were doing what he had commissioned first. He said, when you do and keep my statutes and commandments, this is what's going to happen. In the sixth year, I'm going to bless you for 3 years, and you won't have to worry about nothing. And they were one in doing it together. And as long as they moved in that, he kept doing that. As Jesus brought forth his glory, he said, the Bible says they believed on him. They stayed doing the things that they were doing for years because they kept seeing the glory come under the shadow that was, but they still saw it nonetheless. Too often we miss a key factor, watch this, in our belief together. We miss the glory. And so now some of our hearing stays strong and some of it gets weaker. But if all of our hearing can stay on until we manifest glory, nobody's falling off.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
So when we begin to bring forth our belief will be complete when we start to bring forth. And that's already started. It's wonderful. In Acts 2 through 5, again, we see how when they were bringing forth the glory of God, their belief grew stronger and stronger, and the number of believers grew as well. And their numbers increasing, the anointing increased. The Lord is revealing us as being his body for the purpose of his glory. This is your conclusion, being made manifest. The sole purpose of this is to harvest true sons and daughters unto the Father. Now watch this. When we bring forth, it means we make what we've been hearing actual. We make what we've been hearing visible. It becomes realized. It becomes known. It becomes plainly recognized and thoroughly understood who and what one really is. Wow. So it's in the glory coming forth. We're finally going to realize who and what we really are. The body. The body. Oh, boy. We become the body. Yeah. Our next stop is Glory Town.
Hallelujah.
That's where this train is going.
Yes, it is.
Our next stop is Glory Town. But everybody's got to be on the train. At least everybody that's saying they're with us or they're with this message. And this is no disrespect to anyone, but we can't carry any Ananias and we can't carry any Sapphira. We got to be down with this. Amen. Any comments? I'm gone. I'm out there right now. Any comments from anyone?
Oh, sure.
All right. Once again, our conclusion. Our conclusion was John 2:11. He's wanting us to bring forth. He's wanting to bring our belief to the highest level. After we see all of this wonderful glory, it's for the sole purpose of finding true sons and daughters and bringing them unto the Father. It's going to make everybody around us believe. It's going to make them all, the body, the children of God. It's going to bring everybody to the next level. It's going to really unify us the way that we are supposed to be. So yeah, his body carries his glory. And I'm finished right there for the night, guys. I'm done. On Sunday, we're going to talk about the glory speaks. The glory speaks. There's a voice for the people of God that are truly his body. It's they speak through the glory. And we'll deal with that on Sunday. It's going to bless you.